Big Bang Theory, and I know that's the reason why they called it. They was trying to be funny. I believe that Big Bang Theory explains how God created things. I believe science only explains the work of God. That's what I believe. And I believe that the earth is billions of years old. And I believe that the Bible says that God created in 7 days, but it wasn't talking about a literal 7 days, because it said a day to God is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day, meaning his time is not on our time. So I believe the earth is...
The earth wasn't created in 7,000 years either.
Well, no. When it says 1,000 years, it didn't say like just a flat 1,000 years. It was just giving us a view of letting us know that 1,000 years could pass on earth, and to God, that could seem as if it's one day. It's showing us that his timetable is not ours. It wasn't a literal 7,000 just because it said 7 days, 7,000. No, those are time periods.
So this is what I consider a post hoc rationalization. You're not, you're rereading the word. You're not reading the book as it is written. You're not letting the text stand on its own. You're reading it in light of known scientific information and then allowing an enormous degree of flexibility in what the words say, to say that the words generally sort of point in the same direction as the science, but it literally doesn't.
The Bible doesn't disagree with science. I can show you in the scriptures where, when God had the Israelites.
Adam and Eve not only is there no evidence they existed, but they couldn't have existed. It's not possible.
Aren't you sitting here? You're the evidence.
Two human beings, whose children all had sex with each other, could never possibly have created 8 billion humans, because there isn't enough genetic information there there's an inbreeding coefficient, and two human beings, it is literally impossible to create a human population from that.
Well, according to what I've read, that it is possible. See, so it's so much information out there. So many.
Where did you read that?
All you have to do is read that all races can the black man can generate.
Where did you read that?
A black man can have any race. A black man can have any race, and according to science,
I'm aware of that. We're talking about inbreeding.
But listen, I know you're talking about inbreeding.
If we were on an island and there were only two people on that island, a man and a woman, and they had a bunch of babies, and all their babies started doing biblical things with each other, they would be completely annihilated from inbreeding very shortly.
Which seems more reasonable to believe? Two people started a generation of humans, or to believe that evolution, it is a rapid expansion of a single particle, like our atom.
The Big Bang, not evolution. And you said you believe in evolution the Big Bang. But now you're confusing me.
Listen. If the Big Bang hadn't taken place, evolution wouldn't even be here. Because the planets.
Yeah. So one of those things is impossible. The other is scientifically verified. One that's scientifically verified is more believable.
We have to have a planet to evolve on, right? And so this planet came into existence through the Big Bang.
That's kind of a weird way of saying it, but
that's what I'm saying. So you have to have planets to evolve on. So all of this supposed to work into all this correlate together. Evolution and Big Bang, according to me, that's what I would say. You know, because all of this is science. It's all science to me.
So when we talk about the Big Bang, we're talking about the entire universe. So there's literally nothing you could possibly talk about that doesn't have something to do with the universe. But it doesn't mean it's necessarily appropriate to relate the Big Bang to, you know, evolution.
Okay. For evolution to take place on Earth, or this Earth, the Earth had to come somewhere. The platform, the foundation, buddy. I believe all of this, the foundation, the earth, the universe, I believe all of it started from the Big Bang. So how do you think it started?
I don't know how the universe started to exist. Nobody does.
Okay, but science tried to, but okay, now nobody knows because we weren't there. So then if that's the argument, then I don't believe in evolution then, because I've never seen nothing just evolve from okay, listen. All right, this is what I'm going to say before I leave. I think that it's more reasonable to believe that the whole world of humans started from two than to believe that
that's
all
literally impossible.
Okay, well, that's your opinion.
No. It's not my opinion that if you have two humans, there's not enough genetic information there for them to produce viable offspring generation.
Okay.
That's not my opinion.
Okay, all right. Well, I just want to say this. I believe that it's more reasonable to believe that because God, according to the scriptures, he can do anything, than to believe that all of these different, but all of this diversity of life, you see all this diversity of life on earth, to believe that it has no creator or no engineer. Everything has an engineer. A car, it was engineered by somebody. This telephone has an engineer. Everything has an engineer. Life teaches us that. So to sit here and tell me all of these different things has no engineer is absurd, preposterous.
What's absurd to me is you said, okay, I admit it's impossible, so my imaginary friend that can do impossible things made it happen. That's preposterous.
No. For you to see
no, that is what you said.
No. For you
well,
to tell
you didn't
me,
use those words, but
for you to tell me that all of this life and all this diversity has no engineer is crazy. I believe in God is what I'm telling you. I don't believe in evolution.
Why would you need an engineer for DNA to be passed from parent to
why
offspring?
Would you need an engineer for an automobile to run perfectly to design it perfectly for the
living
road?
Organisms and automobiles are so very very not
no
analogous.
The only thing I'm showing you, my guy, I'm showing you the formula. See, to have
but
to put
not.
A formula together. Okay, now I know when I say formula, I'm just saying to put a steering wheel, brakes and everything perfectly designed for this road will be impossible to come up by chance. This automobile
thing that is perfectly designed.
Okay, your body.
My body.
Okay, now listen.
I have a sister who died of cancer a few years
ago. Okay, now according
to her body perfectly designed.
Okay. All right, now according to the Bible, we have an answer for why she died. The Bible says that the first man
because
and woman
because some dumb broad ate an apple.
What happened was, when they ate off the tree, they was cursed and they passed the curse down to us.
Great. That's
DNA.
Again, Adam and Eve not only is there no evidence, but they couldn't
that's
have existed.
You saying.
So you don't have an explanation.
Science
your explanation is predicated on me accepting it for no good reason whatsoever. It's just to be like, well, people eat apples and then bad things happen. That makes sense.
No,
it doesn't make any sense.
Can I ask you a question? Would it be logical to think that all the lions that you see didn't start with a male and female? Would it be logical to think that they didn't start from with two?
Yeah, if that's not how evolution works.
No. I'm asking you. If I had 100 lions, would it not be logical to say I started with two, male and female?
That's not how evolution works.
Oh, man, come on. It started with two, male
no,
and female.
No, that's not how evolution works. Okay,
well,
for
listen.
Example, you mm-hmm. speak English and I speak English, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree that English comes from, like, when English is, in the very distant past, related to, like, Greek and Latin?
Well, I
can say you can liken that to evolution if that's what you want to call it. But I would say this. I've never seen, okay, you can say that's evolution, evolving, something evolved from this
great.
And that.
Here, the logic of your evolution thing falls
mm-hmm.
apart.
Go
I'm going to ask you, name one time where mm-hmm. somebody who doesn't speak English gave mm-hmm. birth to an English-speaking baby.
Okay.
Because you have to have two people speaking English in
mm-hmm.
order for them to speak English and understand mm-hmm. what they're both saying and then have children that speak English too. But
mm-hmm.
we both know that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I ask you a
question?
That's
not how evolution works either.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
In your whole life, and I don't care if you live to see 100 years from now,
You will never see a monkey born a monkey and die a man, or a man born a man die a monkey. You will always
living things don't become a different species during their lifetime. But guess what?
So when do
you've never seen you've never seen anybody give birth to somebody that speaks another language. Therefore, no language has ever evolved. All languages that are spoken have always existed. Jesus spoke English, and so do I, and that's the way it works. Until you can show me one example of a language just all of a sudden coming into existence out of nothing, or a French speaker giving birth to a Portuguese speaker, then I outright reject the idea that languages ever have changed ever. I outright reject it.
That's not logical. No.
Of course it's not logical. That was the point.
Why does not see? Because we're all a product of our environment. If I'm born, I can be an African, and if you put me in a Spanish household or whatever, you'll see that I'll speak that language. But I know what you're saying. What you're saying? Can someone be born and all of a sudden speaking this and that? Okay, I understand that. But language is learned. Language is learned, and evolution is not learned. So I don't want to, that's not a good comparison.
So English is a language that evolved from previous languages that weren't English.
But it's learned, buddy, after birth. After birth, it's learned. So I understand what you were saying.
You're not understanding language either. You're thinking that language always exists in its mature form, modern form, and then babies grow up with no language and then learn it. That's true, except for the beginning premise.
No. I understand
you're completely leaving out the fact that languages gradually evolve over time. Nobody woke up one day and was like, hey, let's speak English now. Okay.
No.
Instead,
no,
the words from the proto-language changed so slowly that English never started to exist at any one time. And that's how species evolve, too. They don't just start existing all of a sudden with one male and one female.
Okay,
it's
now
much more gradual and broad than that.
Okay, now listen, I understand what you're saying about the language, but when you say I don't understand, yes, I do. I know language evolved over time, but when I'm born, whatever these words mean at that time of my birth, that's what my parents are going to teach me, and that's how I'm going to pronounce them. However I learn them, and that's why I'm going to pronounce them. I know what you're saying, but only thing I'm saying is this, buddy. Prove when will evolution take place? You can live 100 years, man. I know you're gonna say, well, scientifically, this doesn't have to take place slowly and all of this. Only thing I'm saying is this. I put a lot of faith in science, but not complete faith, buddy. Because I'm gonna tell you one thing. You, me, and nobody alive have never seen evolution take place. Only thing
nobody's ever seen a language all of a sudden start existing. Therefore, languages have never changed.
With language, yeah. See how black people have their little slang. Black people have their own little form of language right now, and it's evolving. Yeah, I understand.
It's not a brand new language.
Well, it's not brand new, but it still has evolved to this. So
okay.
I understand
what
you're saying.
Humans come in a lot of different shapes and colors and sizes all throughout the planet. So we have microevolutions.
No,
supporting evidence that the population overall has changed.
Okay, so if you view that as a form of evolution.
These language analogies are really good.
Okay, well, let's check it out. If you view that as a form of evolution, then why can't only humans impregnate humans? When they all through life, humans can only impregnate humans. Can no other animal on earth impregnate a human? Okay, so
that's currently the case, but we know that Neanderthals and humans could. Why are you interrupting me? We know that's the case, but we know that Neanderthals and Homo sapiens bumped uglies in the past.
Okay, can I say that?
Those are two different species.
You can't prove that. That's just what you
read. We know this through genomic analyses. We've sequenced the entire Neanderthal genome and the entire Homo sapiens genome. Mm-hmm. We know precisely where they are different, and we know that some people have Neanderthal genes in them because we know exactly where they. It's like the word canoe in English. Mm-hmm. We say that word, but it's not an English word. We borrowed that. I think from Native Americans. So it's in our lexicon, but it is not an English word.
Yeah.
And we have the exact same thing with DNA.
Well, listen, I know what you're saying, but you're saying microevolution, but it's like this, because you said something about microevolution, like small. Well, the only thing I'm going to say this part, buddy, I know everybody that's born, if I've ever seen, they died exactly what they were born, they died. The same thing. The only thing that changed I seen in this world is a butterfly metamorphosis, and that's the change to something different. I've never seen this.
Evolution is not the process of an organism becoming a different organism during its own lifetime. That is completely silly.
Where's the proof of evolution, buddy? I don't see nothing evolving. The only thing I see is adaptation. I see adaptation.
God!
Adaptation now.
The only way an organism can acquire an adaptation is for its DNA to change. DNA changing is literally evolution. But anyways, if evolution has occurred all throughout Earth's history, then there would be evidence of it, right? Right?
Yeah.
And if evolution occurred, then what the evidence would look like is, well, the organisms of today, we are what we are. But if we evolved, it means we come from different organisms in the past, right?
Because
we'd have to evolve from different organisms. Okay. If we're evolving, that means our ancestors are different.
I'm going to say this. I know what you're saying, but when you get all the way back down to the root of evolution, they're going to talk about this pool where the lightning strikes and everything. And if
literally, you're diverting the conversation to a completely different thing before I've finished.
What about this little fish image that you all give of evolution?
I'm not going to let you divert the conversation away from what I was talking about. But that is what the evidence of evolution would look like. And that's exactly what the evidence is. The fossil record is composed almost entirely of different organisms, extinct organisms from the past. But those are the ancestors of today's organisms.
There's who?
100% of the evidence supports the idea that life has changed over time.
Now, listen, I believe life has changed, and I do believe that we have creatures that have made it with one another and created new creatures and hybrids or whatever you want to call them. I believe all that. And I believe that crocodiles and alligators, I believe they ancestors of dinosaurs, or they was here with them. I believe all of that. But I just don't believe that all of these creatures that are here on Earth does not have an engineer, a designer. Too many different creatures to support. See, evolution starts off as one single organism. Now, doesn't it? Come on. Go back to the root of evolution. It starts off as one single organism and a gene pool.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, that's right. One single organism. But look, buddy, you don't have just one single organism. Look at all of these different forms of life here. There's too many different forms. Just to say
that's
that
because DNA changes over time. And 4.5 billion years, well, 3.7 billion years, is enough time to accumulate enough genetic variation that we can have all the biodiversity we see on our planet today.
Okay, can I ask you something? Now, can I say if you're right? Now, what is the logic that your body, right? Listen, your body comes from the ground, right? Because you look at your body creates gold. Your body creates baking soda. Your body creates carbon dioxide.
My body doesn't create any gold.
Listen, okay, Google it in, buddy. Google this in. Google it in, does the body create gold? And then come back and apologize
to me. It doesn't.
Listen, Google it in first and then come back and apologize to me. Listen, the body creates gold.
It doesn't.
Listen, your body creates gold.
No, it doesn't. Gold is an element. You cannot create elements.
Gold.
Stars can create elements.
Gold.
Our bodies cannot create gold.
Well, then why is Google lying to me?
I don't know.
Google it in. Your body also creates sodium bicarbonate, baking soda. It creates over a pound of baking soda.
What you mean to say is there is gold in the human body.
No. The body creates gold. I didn't say it can't create gold.
Gold is an element. To create gold, you have to have a particle smasher.
Well,
or
I tell you what,
the
listen,
most generous thing
listen,
we could possibly say
Google
is our body takes
body
in compounds which
gold.
Contain gold
well, okay, well,
and then
listen.
Chemically decompose those compounds
well,
until we're left with just gold. But that
well, you,
definitely
well,
does not happen.
You're smarter than Google.
Yes! So are
you. You're smarter than Google.
You are smarter than Google. You're not implementing wisdom here, because this makes no sense to say that our bodies make gold.
Does it make any sense to say that our body creates baking soda?
If our bodies make bicarbonate, I don't know about sodium bicarbonate, but I know that we transport carbon dioxide takes the form of bicarbonate in our blood.
Mm.
There may be some point where it creates sodium bicarbonate.
In your pancreas, it creates sodium bicarbonate.
Yeah, probably to combat the acidic juices coming from the stomach into the small intestine.
That's right. Exactly right. To neutralize it. That's right.
Yeah.
You're exactly
okay.
right.
So, yeah, that's sodium right. bicarbonate.
And now I want you to Google in, does the body create gold?
I did. It doesn't. There's gold.
It doesn't say that.
There are tiny amounts of
gold. I probably misread it now. I'm going to go back and read.
I teach science for a living. I would know if the body made gold.
You seem like a pretty smart guy now. You seem pretty smart. The no body, lie.
Does the body make gold? No. You can find gold in the body, but it doesn't make gold. That ain't.
So listen. Why is there gold in the body? So what I'm saying is, do you see how you're perfectly from the ground, right? And then look at all the.
I have hemorrhoids. I am not perfect.
The reason why you have that is because imperfection. Adam and Eve, according to the scriptures, they passed down sickness and death to all humans in our blood. That's why Christ had to give his blood. And so when he returns, he's going to remove the sicknesses that are on mankind. This is what it's about. It's about our blood, our DNA, Adam and Eve passed to us. All humans are sick right now. The Bible says all of us are genetically sick and we're born with defects. All of us. But the Bible said when Christ returns.
The Bible doesn't say that.
Yes, it does. It says that
it certainly doesn't say anything about genetics or that we're born sick.
Yes, it does.
It says that sin entered the world and death entered the world.
It says through one man sin entered into the world and death. And then the Bible also says that life is in the blood, showing you that Christ is going to give us life again through his blood.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Life is in the blood. What does that mean?
I'm going to show you what it's talking about. It's talking about two reasons. It's talking about that right now, it's talking about your DNA. That's found in your blood. Your DNA is talking about that. And it's also talking about...
No, it's not talking about DNA because nobody that was alive back then knew DNA existed.
I know, but the Bible foretold things. The Bible spoke ahead
of
time.
No, it didn't.
That's what prophecy...
If it foretold DNA, it would have said DNA exists.
No, because that's what we call it in our time. But the Bible foretold of things.
So you're reading the Bible in light of current scientific knowledge and saying, oh, these words that don't say DNA mean DNA. It's so dumb.
All the Muslims I talk to do the exact same thing.
Convert to Islam right now.
Okay, well, look, check this out. Well, according to the
scriptures,
we're sick and dying because of the sin Adam passed down to us. We're his seed, all of us. And the Bible says we're sinful and we need a redeemer because all of us are violators of the law that God put over mankind, not to lie, not to steal, and not to hurt each other. And the Bible says we're doing it to each other. And we say we need a redeemer. And Christ was sent to be put under test as a man. He was sent as a man. He's a messenger. The Bible says he's the Son of God. He was sent as a human.
So we're not perfectly made then.
Not right now. Because we have the blood.
Then rescind all your statements about us being about anything on life being perfectly made.
Well, check this out. Science says this. Science says that your body.
I have an actual migraine.